know, that sort of thing's entirely up to her. My lady started studying for her tech. And basically, it's, you know, it's usual. You got to study a lot before you go and take the exam, because, you know, you want to make sure you pass it, because you got to pay to do that part. And, you know, maybe your lady will, maybe she won't. I'm hoping mine does. And then after that, you know, be able to talk a little bit further apart and stuff like that, because sometimes she and I are headed in opposite directions on the road.
Yeah, maybe she will, maybe she won't, like you said, but, you know, I don't want her just thinking that, well, hey, ever since I'm a ham, she has to be a ham too, don't she? Don't have to be nothing like that. She don't want to be a ham out there. I mean, she got her hobbies, I got mine, you know, that she has interest in. And that's okay. It's all right. I guess she doesn't understand how she feels about that. You know, anyways, yeah, I hear in a past, on your secret repeater, I hear that usually your keypad call up your wife out of a keypad, you know, and you could use that phone, you know, on your keypad when they're talking, and then he usually calls her up, or if it's a husband or wife, calls her up on his radio, and her phone rings at their house. And then you hear them talk on the radio then, you know. That's interesting how they had that set up that way from different repeaters.